Mr. Chair, if I may briefly add to that before we give the floor to Mr. Potenza, and I apologize for jumping in ahead of him on that, just because it's on that specific point. Of course, in our agreements at EC and our conventions, there is always the possibility to exclude, when you become a contracting party for the agreement, to exclude parts of the agreement. So usually there is something that says, country X, in becoming contracting party of this, will not apply Article 12, whatever it happens to be, for one reason or another. So there are already provisions in there that allow that. Usually, and this is something for the group to consider, usually when there are exclusions of this nature, they are limited to a subset of articles. So in this case, to a subset of paragraphs. So you couldn't, for example, to exaggerate, you couldn't say I am bound by the rules, but actually I exclude myself from paragraphs 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. So basically exclude everything. So I don't know if in this case it would be relevant to discuss which parts they would be excluded, or to come back to what Mr. Rosen has said, in what for what reasons it may be possible to exclude, but just to say that this is something that is actually normal practice in international agreements and in our agreements as well. So Mr. Chair, there is Mr. Potenza has asked for the floor, please. Over to you. Thank you. Go ahead, Giacomo, go ahead.
Thank you.